More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, home improvement. Want a more rewarding marriage and family life? Let's help you drop the blueprints and get the tools you need to build your dream home. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, home improvement, as we talk about strengthening your marriage and family life, whether we're talking about solving some problems, addressing a marital dispute or argument that you have regularly, a parenting issue with your young kids or your adult kids. We want to help you build a stronger connection with your spouse and kids today on More to Life, and build that dream home, relationally speaking, on our show titled Home Improvement. The number is 877-573-7825.
I think this is something that we are all struggling with nowadays. We are so overbooked. We are doing so much. We are having to prove ourselves, whether we're women or men, in so many different arenas, provide so much in terms of activities for the kids and support for their education. And we are just told, sort of now, that either you chuck it all and you only focus on marriage and family, sort of that, kind of trad family thing, or you buy totally into what the world is telling us to do in terms of provision for everybody. And the last thing you worry about is your marriage, your family life, the connections, the spiritual life, the feeling close to each other, the emotional support for one another. It's really, in the world sense, the last thing on the bottom of every list that most of us never get to. And so we end up feeling strained, kind of hollow inside, not knowing what to do about it. And we really want to address that today.
Well, it's interesting that you put it that way, because research actually shows that most people will say that they believe that marriage and family life should come first. But that same research, when it looks at the way we actually apportion our time, finds that you're absolutely right. The marriage and family life always ends up at the bottom of the list. And of course, when that happens, it's hard to have a good marriage and family life, even if you want it. So today on More to Life, we're talking about home improvement. Would you like to have a more satisfying marriage and or family life? And maybe, you and your spouse keep having that same tired argument or struggling over the same issue and you're just not really sure how to get past it. Or maybe you're dealing with a discipline problem with your younger kids or a relationship problem with your adult kids. Maybe your marriage and family life aren't bad, but you want more than fine. And you'd love to have a real plan to help get you there. Or maybe you're watching someone you love struggle in their marriage and family life, and you don't know how to help. Well, wherever you're starting from, let us help you enjoy the marriage and family life God wants to give you. 877-573-7825.
I think it's important to also really look at those people in our lives that may be struggling, and it's breaking our hearts. We want to help them. Perhaps we feel that if we could connect them with the faith or better tools, they wouldn't be struggling in their marriage, whether that's our parents, who after years of, being married and serving the family, are struggling now that they're on their own and they just don't know how to have a good marriage. Maybe it's our adult kids who we thought okay, they're launched, they're good, and now we're seeing that their marriage or their family is really struggling in some way, and we feel like God's asking us to do something, but we don't know what.
Well, you know, we were having dinner with friends yesterday, and they were sharing that they were really struggling because one of their adult kids is currently separated, and you know, they really want to be able to support their kids and help them, but they're not sure how to do it. And, you know, so whether it's your own marriage and family life that you are wrestling with in some way, or somebody you care about is struggling and you're not sure how to help them, we're here for you today on More to Life. The show is titled Home Improvement. And if you want to experience a more rewarding marriage and family life, or help someone you care about experience the same, let us help. We're going to help you draw up those blueprints and get the tools you need to build your dream home. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And, you know, it's a fair question to ask, how could some theology possibly, you know, help me in any practical way have a better marriage and family life? Well, the fact is, the theology of the body can help a ton, because St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked a huge question. Basically, he wanted to know, what is God's plan for a Catholic person to thrive? What is God's plan for Catholic marriage and family life? And how can we enjoy really satisfying, fulfilling relationships? And his answer to those questions became what people now refer to as the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that Catholic marriage and family life isn't just a relationship. It's a ministry. God designed your home to be a domestic church, which should be an outpost of God's grace and love in this very hurting world. So when you work on your marriage and your family, you're not just tending to your own little corner of life. You're laying a foundation of a strong, vibrant, holy church and a more just society.
You know, most people think that working on our marriage and family life is nice, it's a good thing to do, but also maybe a little selfish, because it just benefits us, right? We tend to think in, you know, on our gut level that real ministry work is what happens at the parish or in the community. But, you know, the church teaches that building a strong marriage and family is the most foundational way that most of us can build the kingdom of God. St. John Paul II said that Catholic families are meant to be the bricks that God uses to build a civilization of love. But you know, God can't build anything with crumbling bricks. So the daily work of loving our spouse and kids well isn't a distraction from our mission. It is our mission.
And the good news is that that work pays off in every direction. Research shows that strong families promote mental health and well-being for parents and kids. That kids raised in strong, loving, faith-filled homes are far more likely to own their faith as adults, and that families can most effectively bring the world to Christ by witnessing to the real difference God's love makes in our homes.
And look, you know, there are tons of things involved in building a strong marriage and family life, but for Catholics, it really has to start with praying together with your spouse and your kids every day. Lord, help us be the family you're calling us to be. Help us to know how to live that call out in the face of the particular blessings and challenges we all experience today. And above all, help us to love each other, not with our broken human love, but with the love that comes from your heart. You know, if we can pray that every day, that'll give us the fuel we need to keep doing the rest of the work that's necessary to build that strong and loving marriage and family life.
And it will also give us the energy to do that work, because we are not telling you, okay, we know your schedule. We know you have 0.35 seconds left at the end of the day for yourself or for each other. Now do all this work for your family life. Let's pile on for you. No, we're showing you today how to make the shift in the things in your family life that are making you yearn for closer connection to God and each other without giving you one more chore to do.
Yeah, because you're right. I mean, when we talk about this, a lot of times the reaction we get from couples, from our audience, you know, is well, you know, I wish we had time.
You know,
if we have, But here's the good news, and we'll unpack this. But, you know, having a stronger marriage and family life doesn't necessarily take more time. It takes more intention. It really takes an awareness, a mindfulness that allows us to use the stuff we're already doing to build our relationships and to do the stuff we're doing in a way that builds our relationships. And again, that's not more time. That's really just thinking a little differently about how you do the stuff you do and tie your relationship into that stuff. So let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you our marriage and our family life. We ask you to help us to learn to love each other, not with our broken human love, but with the love that comes from your heart. Help us to do the work that your servant St. John Paul challenged us to do, to build strong marriages rooted in your love and passion, to build strong families rooted in your love and your commitment, so that we can truly experience the faith as the source of the warmth in our homes, raise kids who want to follow our example and live that faith in their own lives as adults, and witness to the world of the power that your love and grace has. Even when you're working with difficult people like us, we ask you to transform our crazy, busy, common families into dynamic domestic churches that truly serve as outposts of grace and love in a hurting world. We ask all this through the intercession of the Holy Family and in the name,
of
the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Home Improvement, as we talk about building a more rewarding marriage and family life. Let's help you draw up the blueprints and get the tools you need to build your dream home, whether we're talking about strengthening your marriage, overcoming parenting challenges, whether those are discipline issues with your younger kids or relationship problems with your older kids. We want to help you build that more loving, caring, connected Catholic marriage and family life. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Debbie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show. How can we help you out today?
Hi. I think I may have called a different, the wrong time. We're talking about marriage.
We're talking about family life.
Yeah, so your question is totally pertinent. So we're seeing on our board that your son's in the military. And when you try to talk to him, he, you know, when you try to call him, he tells you to text him instead, and you've got some concerns around this.
Yes, and our family life was almost nil. His father was an alcoholic, and he's in prison now. So I'm trying to build a relationship with my son.
And that's a beautiful thing. What do you see as the challenges in trying to build that relationship, Debbie?
He was diagnosed with ADHD, and he's very bright, and but it doesn't show always, and he didn't make very good grades in school. But
well, Debbie, I apologize for interrupting you, but I, you know, you were asking about how to improve your relationship with your son, and those things are you know, sort of background. But in terms of when you try to build a relationship with him, how does he respond to you? Is he receptive to your efforts? Does he put you off? Kind of, what's your experience of trying to build that relationship with your son? If that's your question,
he's respectful now, but it's mostly just text me. He doesn't want to carry on a long conversation. He does not call me mom, or he doesn't say I love you or anything like that.
Well, I mean, with what he's gone through, that's pretty normal. He's letting you know that, you know, the relationship isn't strong yet. For somebody in his generation, texting is the way to go. And for somebody in the military, it's really the only way to go. You can't just call him and expect him to be able to take a call when he's very busy trying to serve our country and doing the things that he has to do. So when somebody offers you a way to have a relationship, even tiptoeing into a relationship, The most important thing you can do is respect that.
And start where he's giving you an entryway.
Giving you the entryway.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the relationship you want to have yet, right? And I think that it's good that you want to build this relationship and heal some things that happened here. But it's going to take some time because, as you said, you didn't have much of a family life with him when he was growing up, and there were a lot of challenges, and there's a lot of hurt and pain there. But he is still open to a relationship with you, and that's a good thing. I would encourage you to text him every day, you know, just chatty, friendly texts. I was thinking about this, or I was praying for you about that, or I just wanted to share this thing that happened. Keeping it light, keeping it conversational, keeping it pleasant. At the end, saying love, you know, I love you, Mom. You know, so you're encouraging that kind of language, and really just maintaining that. And then maybe, you know, so you text him every day, a couple of times a day even, in that kind of friendly, chatty way. And then maybe once a week, every other week, you say, hey, do you have some time for a call? And let him tell you, let him be honest with you. If he says,
yeah,
oh,
and
Mom,
I would honestly give that a few months of you texting, at least 2 months, where he has a sense of, I can count on Mom. She is texting me at least once a day. She is letting me know that I can trust that text every day before you ask for a phone call. Because if you start pushing that, he's going to feel used. He's going to feel like you want something from him that he's not feeling safe yet, and he'll back off. So you really, what you need to do is realize that as parents, when we have been through a lot, when we have had trauma in the family life as our children were growing up, they don't owe us their trust or their love. What we owe them is to build that over time as adults together. So you want to do at least one text a day, probably one for a while, and just let him be able to say, oh, wow, like Mom is doing this every day. I can really count on her in a way that maybe I couldn't before. So that he can feel like he can trust you and bring down some of those shields he has up.
And just to clarify, the reason that Lisa's saying, you know, that you need to work on building up that trust, you know, you suffered a lot with being married to an alcoholic husband and having the experiences that you sort of allude to in the comments that you made. But from a kid's perspective, you know, I need somebody to protect me. Mm-hmm. And even though you were suffering tremendously, and that perhaps prevented you from being able to be that protector, that's how he would see it. That's how a kid would see it. And so I don't know if I can trust you to open up to you and to be in relationship with you and to give you what you're asking for.
It's what his heart is feeling.
That's why he's struggling to call you Mom or even say I love you. There's a lot of hurt there. And so if you have to be careful about making demands on the kind of relationship and instead accept where he wants to start and build from there. So I'm not saying that it's okay that he's responding to you this way, and I'm acknowledging the goodness of your intention to build relationship here, but I'm just cautioning you to build it in a way that won't push him away. Because when we chase after somebody, very often they just sort of reflectively run away from us.
Yeah, and I will say that with his dad being in prison right now, he's going to be very sensitive to, is she just using me to replace dad in her life? Or is she actually reaching out and caring about me and my life and my feelings and our relationship?
And of course you are. We understand that. But you just have to be aware of those possible perceptions and objections that you'll get from him. Start where he's given you the entry, and build from there. All right. So, Debbie, thank you so much for the question. We do actually talk more about this in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's not just about having a particular conversation. It's really about building the kind of relationship with our adult kids that make them open to what we have to say, that make them want to talk to us about things and be mentors to them. So you can learn more about all that in Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. Debbie, thanks so much for being with us. It's a pleasure talking with you. If there's more we can do to support you, though, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show or through CatholicCounselors.com. And we're taking your calls, listeners, today on our show titled Home Improvement, as we talk about what it takes to build a more rewarding marriage and family life. If you would like to have a more satisfying marriage and family life, maybe overcoming a particular conflict that you and your spouse have, an issue that you and your spouse keep running into, a parenting issue with your younger kids or a relationship issue with your adult kids, let us help you build that stronger marriage and family life at 877-573-7255. 7825. In addition to taking your calls, when we come back, we'll be joined by Ellen Holloway. She is the host of ReclaimingCatholicIntimacy.com, and she'll be with us to share some insights from the theology of the body on strengthening marriage. Stick around.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
The devil will always do his best to tempt you into sin until you get to that place where you love sin. That's what he wants. He wants you down there with him. And not because he loves you, he hates you. When you do what the enemy tempts you to do, he does it out of pure hatred.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
This Ave Maria program brought to you in part by the following nonprofit.
One of the greatest threats to your family isn't a disaster or a virus, but addiction. In nearly every family and every pew, someone is silently struggling. Beginning July 11th, Shalom World TV and the iThirst Initiative present Unshackled, a powerful new series on the Catholic Church's response to the addiction crisis, bringing together leading voices to discuss real healing. Stream it free at shalomworld.org or on the Shalom World app today.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled Home Improvement, as we talk about what it takes to build a more rewarding marriage and family life. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Ellen Holloway. She is the founder of ReclaimingCatholicIntimacy.com. ReclaimingCatholicIntimacy.com. She's an expert on practical applications of the theology of the body, and she is a Catholic women's intimacy coach. Ellen, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you wanted to talk a little bit about some insights that St. John Paul had, and especially in his letter to families, on Ephesians chapter 5. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So his letter to families really was a fruit several years later, almost 20 years later, of his entire theology of the body. And there's just this beautiful quote that I think applies so well. And he says, "The family itself is the great mystery of God. As the domestic church, it is the bride of Christ." I think that just really beautifully paints how important family is. You know, it's not just this kind of extra thing that if we have time for, we'll build and we'll, you know, make our family life better. It's like, no, our family is the domestic church. And in that way, it reflects the entire bride of Christ. And that really helps us to see the importance of spending that time and spending that effort, right?
No, I think you're absolutely right, because we don't tend to think about those bigger, you know, realities involved in marriage and family life, and how, you know, being that bride of Christ as the church is a model for the kind of relationships that God wants us to build in our own marriage and family lives.
Exactly. Well, and that brings me right to this other quote that I found this morning from the 90th audience of John Paul II's Theology of the Body. And it says, "Marriage becomes the visible sign of the eternal divine mystery according to the image of the church united with Christ." So again, there we have that bride of Christ imagery, in that our marriages reflect the relationship that Christ has with our church. And so again, building our marriages, spending that time, spending that effort, doing the hard work, having the hard conversations, doing counseling when necessary, reading books together, those kinds of things are so necessary for building up our entire church community, right?
You know, but Alan, it seems to me that, a lot of Catholics, you know, intellectually appreciate, you know, it's a good thing to have a nice marriage. It's a good thing to have a nice family life.
And everybody think of the things that Ellen's talking about here on their wedding day. But then, you know, what does that have to do with whether my husband picks his socks up off the floor?
Well, and also I think that, you know, it feels a little selfish to put the work into those things because the real ministry is what we would do at the parish, or the real ministry is what we should do serving the people in our community. What would you say to that idea that the real ministry is outside the home?
I would say, really, I think we're kind of looking at it from the wrong direction. If we're seeing, if we're thinking, you know, the real ministry is out there, it's like the real ministry, God is really calling us to this. And in that quote that I read from Theology of the Body, John Paul II is actually reflecting on Ephesians chapter 5. And in Ephesians chapter 5, I mean, it is biblically written for us that our marriage is a reflection of our relationship with God. And that's ultimately our goal here on earth, is building our relationship with God, getting to heaven, getting our spouse to heaven, right? And so ultimately that foundation, right, the foundation of the ministry is the family. And we can use the extra, we can pour out from the graces that we have in our marriage and in our family to pour out to the greater world. But we have to build that foundation first.
Yeah, because it's really all about growing in love. And so the love we share in our parish and our community, we kind of have to learn and practice in the home first with our spouse and our kids. Ellen, thanks so much for being with us. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, and you have a webinar coming up today and another course coming up later this month, I want everybody to go check it out at ReclaimingCatholicIntimacy.com. ReclaimingCatholicIntimacy.com. And we're taking your calls right now, listeners, at 877-573-7825 about improving your marriage and family life.
Does unity in the church eliminate diversity? No, says the Catholic Catechism. From the beginning, the Catholic Church has been marked by great diversity. Diversity in God's gifts. Diversity in the multiplicity of cultures and people who are its members. There is even diversity in its particular churches who maintain their own traditions. The Catechism asserts this is not a threat to the Church's unity. Sin, however, and its consequences are a constant threat to unity. The number one bond of unity is charity, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. There are also visible bonds of unity: profession of one faith, common celebration of divine worship, especially the sacraments and apostolic succession through the sacrament of holy orders. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. In the Bread of Life discourse, documented in John chapter 6, Jesus states that he is the bread of life, and that his flesh is true food and his blood true drink. The Jews were scandalized in verse 52. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus does not back down, but reiterates this teaching four more times over the next four verses. Many left in verse 66 because this teaching was truly difficult. But at no point does Jesus water down his teaching and call them back. No, he allows them to leave, and even questions his 12 apostles if they too wish to leave. Jesus intended to be understood literally, and the Jews, apostles, and the Catholic Church absolutely take him at his word. Examining the truth of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. You know that feeling when someone you love walks away from the faith? Every bone in your body wants to either chase them down with a list of reasons they're wrong, or shut down and pretend it doesn't hurt. In our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, Lisa and I remind parents that our adult kids don't need our advice nearly as much as they need our ear. They need to know that the door is open and you're not standing behind it with a lecture. The irony is that the less you try to fix them, the more likely they are to come to you when they're finally ready for help. Our job isn't to drag them back. It's to become the kind of person it makes sense to open up to and see as a mentor. For more tips on building or repairing your relationship with your adult kids, especially if they've fallen away, Check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult, Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, home improvement. Would you like a more rewarding marriage and family life? We want to help you draw up the blueprints and get the tools you need to build that dream home. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Would you like to have a more satisfying marriage or family life? You know, maybe you and your spouse keep having the same old argument or struggling with the same old issues, and you can't figure out how to get past it. Maybe it's a discipline problem with a younger child or a relationship problem with an adult child. Or maybe your marriage and family life are fine, but you're concerned about someone you care about, and you're not sure how to support them through the marriage and family struggles they're experiencing. Let's talk it out together and help you experience that home improvement and build that more loving, caring, connected Catholic marriage and family life. 877-573-7825.
Before we go back to our questions, we want to send out best wishes to EWTN radio affiliate KSWZ FM 105.3, serving Manhattan, Kansas, on the air now for 11 years.
Woo-hoo! Congratulations to Kent Hampton and everyone at the Sword of St. George from all of your friends here at EWTN Radio. We want to thank everybody who makes EWTN Radio possible. And if you are listening to EWTN Radio, make sure you are supporting your local EWTN Radio affiliate with your prayers and with your dollars as well. Let's keep EWTN Radio going strong so we can keep supporting you and your loved ones in living a more faithful, abundant, joyful, personal, emotional, spiritual, and relational life.
Wow, that's a lot of things.
That's a lot of things.
EWTN does great work, and we want you to continue to support it and celebrate all our wonderful radio affiliates who are working so hard to bring you closer to Christ.
And with that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825, the show titled Home Improvement, as we talk about what it takes to build that more rewarding and enriching marriage and or family life. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now to Dakota, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas.
Hello, Dakota. Welcome to the show. How can we help you out?
Hi. I'm calling about my parents' home life. So my parents are in their upper 70s. My older brother, who's in his mid-50s, lived with them. Well, my mother, she has some phobias, and she refuses to wear a hearing aid, and she's hard of hearing. So sometimes that can make her, well, it makes her seem soft-minded, even though she's sharp. She just can't hear. And my brother just kind of belittles her and kind of like just tells people in front of her, don't even talk to her. She can't, you know, she doesn't know. Don't talk to her. Why are you even telling her that? And she hears that, you know, some of it. And, you know, she's always about worried about making him mad and... It's hard.
So how can we help you? What is it that you'd like? What is it that you'd like to have happen? And what's getting in your way?
Well, I just don't know how to get involved. So my parents, I know I don't personally like conflict myself, and I'm not a meddler. But
well, how are you involved now? Like, I mean, are you nearby? How often do you see your mom?
Do you ever discuss his behavior with him, your brother?
Well, no, not with him. I see them. Hopefully, I try to see. I live about an hour and a half away. I try to see them one or every two weeks. This week, I've been seeing them every day because my dad is in the hospital. And you know, I did ask my mom the other day. I'm like, "Do you think he's mean to you?" And she's like, "Yes." And then she's like, "I just didn't want to make him mad." So but I didn't want to. Still, my dad is in the hospital, so I didn't want to. Like, I don't know if that's the time to bring up this conflict when he's having a problem. But when they go home, I just would like for them all to live in peace. You know, my parents enjoyed their last bit of, you know, life here on earth.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, you are somewhat limited as to what you can do here because, you know, the problem is between your mom and her son, right, your brother. And we can only intervene so much in other people's relationships.
I mean, if you said, hey, mom and dad, this is really rough. I don't like how you're having to live. Come live with me, which is a humongous life change for you, Dakota. That would be the only way you could actually change the dynamic effectively, because you'd be getting them away from your brother entirely. But it's their home. He's there. You could certainly try to say something to your brother about his behavior, but there's no really huge way to affect change if you're not there.
It ultimately comes down to, if your mom isn't willing to set the boundary, then your brother's not going to change because you asked him to. I mean, I think it's fine to challenge him on it lovingly, to say, hey, look, you know, I understand that sometimes you can get frustrated, or sometimes mom and dad can be frustrating, but, you know, is there a reason that you need to speak to them that way? Or can you be a little kinder? You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with calling them out on that. I'm just saying, I don't know that it'll necessarily make the change. The more you can be involved, the more influence you'll have. And I think that there's nothing wrong. I think your family has to get through this crisis, but I don't think there's anything wrong with using some of the time that you are present to your mom right now to say, hey, you know, if you're saying that you feel that he's mean to you, you know, are there things that you feel like you would like to do or that you'd like to change that I could help you with while I'm here? And really offering mom that invitation to make some changes and to acknowledge that, you know, you see it too and that you're there to help. But I think you want to take a longer eye view on this, where, you know, you're continuing to call or text every day, to be involved, to be a presence so that you know what's going on and can both encourage mom to set the boundaries she might need to set and lovingly challenge your brother to be kinder in his dealings with your mom. But really you have to take mom and dad's point on this, because you said they are mentally competent. You know, they're living their lives, and they have that free will that we need to respect.
Now, I would say this, Dakota. I think while your mom is dealing with dad being in the hospital, while you have some private time with her, you need to ask some pointed questions to make sure that your mother being afraid to make him mad is not her being afraid of him being violent or unkind in some way to her.
Abusive, yeah.
You have to make sure that his anger and his frustration and the way he runs her down isn't worse than that. In that case, you would need to intervene. You would need to get elder care in there to kind of make sure that she's not being abused by him. There are legal things you could do.
Yeah, and every county has elderly services as part of their Department of their Child and Family Services,
yes.
Department. I can get that out. So in that case, then there are things that you could do legally. But if
she is not feeling like he is threatening to be physically abusive, withhold food from them, any of that kind of thing, then the way to go is to just do those texts every day, those calls every day, and try to be as present
as
possible.
Because the more present you are, the more influence you'll have long term. Dakota, thank you so much for the question, and I'm glad that you want to be more involved, just be careful about how to proceed with it, so that, not so that you're rocking the boat, the rocking the boat's not the problem, but so that you make sure you rock the boat in a healthy way.
Yeah, in an effective way.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for the call. 877-573-7825. We're talking about home improvement today on More to Life. Whether you are looking for a stronger marriage or family life, let us help. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Marie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas.
Marie, welcome to the show. What can we do for you today?
Hi. I just needed some advice about how to stay in a marriage where your husband has been unfaithful, but he's repentant now, but he has like a whole personality change where he doesn't respect me. It's like living with two different people. He's really sweet and kind one minute, and the next minute he's brooding and thinking I'm thinking things that I'm not, you know.
When you say he's repentant, what does it mean that? What does it mean then? Because it doesn't sound like his behavior is particularly repentant.
Well, yeah, that's the strange thing. It's like living with two different people. He was blatantly unfaithful, and then he admitted it and on his own, but he's just like a whole different person.
Has he ended that relationship?
Yes.
And what have you guys done since then to try to heal the marriage?
We've been counseling with the priest and individual counseling, but
when you say individual counseling, are you working with a professional counselor or with your pastor?
Not like individually, like he with his own counselor and me with my own counselor, but
not just your priest, an actual licensed professional counselor.
Yes, we've done all three.
Is there a reason that you're not working together in professional counseling?
I would like to do that, actually, because I think...
And why haven't you?
He's afraid that they're going to say, oh, you're the bad guy, you know? And...
And so here's what you're touching on, all right? The reason that the people cheat is not just because they're marital problems. Lots of couples have marital problems, but they don't cheat. The reason a spouse cheats is because they, generally speaking, are terrible at handling conflict directly. They're terrible at acknowledging their emotions or advocating for their needs, and so they stuff a lot of things, and then they get depressed. And they find somebody who makes them feel better. And they use that relationship as a kind of self-medication for an undiagnosed depression. 9 times out of 10, that's what infidelity is. And so even after the person breaks off the affair, they still don't do well at handling conflict or expressing their emotions appropriately or advocating for their needs. And that, as long as those personality traits are there, the danger of an affair happening again or other problems related to that undiagnosed depression could occur as well. And you need to be able to work on that together. Because the counseling that he's doing right now is basically just avoiding the issue. You know, he's going to counseling so he can say he went to counseling, and maybe he's getting something out of it individually. I can't say, obviously, but he's not really working on the problem. And I think that you need to be working with your counselor to figure out ways to set appropriate boundaries and challenge your husband to do the work that he needs to do to make this right. And if he says, well, I think they're going to say I'm a bad guy, it's like, well, honey, look, you did a bad thing. You're not a bad guy. I love you, and I know that you want to make this work, so I take your word for it. But I need to see your efforts. I need to see us working together on healing this marriage. You going off and talking to your own counselor and me talking to my own counselor, that doesn't help us heal our relationship. And until you're willing to do that work, you're not taking responsibility for the affair. And I love you too much to let you get away with that. We need to work together. And I would encourage you to ask whether your counselor or his counselor is actually a trained marriage or a family therapist, because there are a lot of individual counselors who will also see couples, but their success rate is about 30%. When you work with a counselor who's been trained in marriage counseling and has done supervision in marriage counseling, their success rate goes up to over 80%. So you want to work with the person who's not just going to see you individually, but really knows how to guide this relationship toward healing. And you need to hold his feet to the fire on this, because he's not really repentant unless he's willing to do the work of healing it. You know, if I hurt my wife, if I hurt Lisa, if I say something mean to her, let's just keep it like a daily thing. I do, and then I say, well, yeah, okay, I'm sorry I said that, but I'm not going to talk to you about it, Lisa. I'm going to go talk to this other person about it. What does that say?
Doesn't help me at all. I don't feel loved. I don't feel cared for.
And what does that say about my resolve to actually heal the wound? It doesn't. So unless I'm willing to sit down with her and work out what I did and what I can do to make it right, I'm not really taking any responsibility. I'm not really repentant. So don't buy the thing that he's on board with anything yet until he's willing to do the actual work. And I will say, it's good that you're involved with your pastor, and I certainly want you to take advantage of the grace there. He needs to be receiving confession. You guys need to be getting the spiritual support. But a priest is not a trained counselor. And he will be the first one to tell you that. So you need to be working with a professional who knows how to guide your marriage back to a healthy place and walk through that process of healing, where not just, you know, that the affair is over, but that where your husband can learn to do those things that he wasn't able to do that set him up for the affair in the first place, to handle conflict more directly, to express his needs more directly and appropriately, to advocate for his needs successfully, and for the two of you to be able to communicate around that in ways that perhaps you haven't been able to communicate in the entire history of your marriage. So those are some skills that you both are going to have to learn in order to heal the relationship and move forward in a secure way. And that's going to come from working with a trained
marriage therapist,
counselor.
Yeah.
So, Marie, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here. You can also reach out to CatholicCounselors.com if you're looking for somebody who's trained in marriage counseling. From a faithful perspective, we'd be happy to help. But start with these conversations with your counselors first, and really let your intention be known that, that he needs to be working with you together in professional marriage counseling to heal this in order for him to really show that he's taking responsibility for his actions. Thank you for the call, Marie. You know, and the thing, too, is that, that people don't realize this, but a lot of times they do partial healing. It's like, well, the affair's over now, or we're getting along a little better, right? But without learning those other skills, your couples can be waiting for the other shoe to drop for years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 20 years later, I've had couples come to me where they say, you know, like, I'm still constantly afraid this is going to happen again. And I don't know why. And he gets mad at me for bringing it up. Well, it's because you see the patterns still in the relationship. You still see him avoiding conflict. You still see him not being completely honest with you. You still see him, you know, not telling you what he needs and just agreeing with you to go along. And those patterns are the patterns that set up the affair in the first place. And you don't necessarily know that, but you intuit it on some level.
Yeah, you can feel it in your soul.
Unless you're really addressing those deeper issues, it's always going to be there. But the good news is, if you do work on those things, you can have a better marriage than ever, really, even in spite of the affair. It'll be a different marriage, but it'll be a better marriage, a stronger one. So check it out. Marie, thank you so much for the question. And if you listeners are got questions about marriage or family life, we are here to take those questions today on More to Life, 877-573-7825. Our scripture of the day comes to us from Psalm 127, verse 1.
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it.
And again, this is a reminder that as Catholic couples and families, the most important thing we can do every day is sit down with our spouse and our kids and say, Lord, teach us to be the couple, to be the family that you are calling us to be, and to love each other with the love that comes from your heart. With that, we've got to go to break. When we come back, more with your questions about marriage and family life when More to Life continues in a minute.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Are you struggling with a persistent emotional or relationship problem? Maybe those thoughts and feelings won't leave you alone, or your marriage has grown distant, or a wound from your past still aches. Too many of us tell us that we should be able to handle it alone, or that good Catholics shouldn't need help. That's not true. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, founder of CatholicCounselors.com. My team of pastoral counselors will help you find solutions rooted in solid psychology and our Catholic faith, so you don't have to choose between getting real help and staying true to what you believe. Visit CatholicCounselors.com and discover how we can help your faith, life, and relationships flourish.
Life is hard and we have to struggle against so much, including the ongoing struggle against our own sinfulness. And sometimes we just want to say, no more, I'm done. But God isn't done with you. I'm Dr. Marcus Peter, and in my book, Not Finished Yet, I can show you how God has already begun a wondrous work in you, in each of us, and only needs your cooperation. Find Not Finished Yet and all of our other books on the store page at avemariaradio.net. That's avemariaradio.net.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living an abundant life through the theology of the body? Follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa and on Instagram at Catholic Counselors.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, home improvement. If you want a more rewarding marriage or family life, we want to help you drop the blueprints and get the tools you need to build your dream home. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Rose, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Wisconsin on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Rose. Welcome to the show. How can we help you out?
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm looking for suggestions on how to de-escalate sort of arguments that I get in with my adult son. He's 28. We do get together, and the good news is we keep getting together, but our conversations always seem to devolve into political arguments, or his facts and my facts. And I do have your book on having meaningful conversations with adults, and it's fabulous. And I try to use, what's in there, but it always seems that the conversations devolve at the end into the fact that, that we just don't talk to each other about it. It's sort of his facts against my facts. And I'm looking for ways to better
So can you set the stage for me? Let's say you guys get together and you're having a good time, you're hanging out with each other. How does it go to this place?
It sort of is, let's say we're cooking, and he loves to cook, so we cook together, and then something will come up where we want to order something. He wants to order something from Amazon, and then a conversation comes up to say, we're going to go to Walmart. Oh, everybody at Walmart, everybody hates their job there. Walmart's a terrible corporate organization, blah, blah, blah. And
Well,
wait a minute. Yes, he says that. And then, I always feel like his language is sort of like coming from the secular conspiracy theory world. And then I don't know how to bring it back to have, real thoughtful conversation about what is the main point of your with the issue. It seems to me his point to me is he wants to convince me on his position because in many cases I just can't go there,
I'm thinking that this is a time where it's kind of better to bear the wrong patiently, in a sense, where you're not engaging the argument.
Do not engage. What you want to say to him is, hey, I really respect your viewpoint on that, but this is besides the point. I'm loving spending time with you. I'm loving cooking this with you. Tell me what you did this week. Tell me about your life. Did you see this friend? Deflect it and change it back to something personal. Because we often think that we have to die on these hills that are, just stuff on social media that's like tweaking everybody out and will pass in the next 4 to 8 years. Things will change. We want to work on the relationship. You want to show him that you love him, you respect him, and you want time with him. And you don't really want to talk about, stuff in the public sector.
Well, and the point isn't just to avoid it. The point is that you're not actually doing any good by engaging with him.
Right.
So, because he's not really open to hearing what you have to say, and what ends up happening when you have these conversations, and I'll get to this in a second, there are ways to have these discussions that can be a little more successful, but the way this is being set up and the way you're describing it, even if you do engage him, he walks away feeling justified because, mom just doesn't get it.
Yeah.
And it ends up in a sense, rewarding the position that he's in. Okay, there's some really interesting thoughts. I appreciate that you're really passionate about that, but I really would like to focus on us. Yeah.
Our time together, the meal we're cooking, catching up on your
what's
life.
What's going on in your life? I want to hear more about you.
Because then it really becomes about loving him, you guys loving each other, and not turning each other into projects on some kind of political or social level.
And then, where you really want to, because I understand you want to change his heart, but that's where you're going to be able to do it. Because right. when you're talking about the relationship, when you're having that positive time together, and then he opens up to you about something personal that's going on in his life, then, like we talk about in the book that you mentioned, you can empathize with him. If he's struggling, you can empathize with him, and then you can pray for him. Lord, please bless my son and help him to know how to handle this situation. You're praying right with him, right there, right? You're not doing it just on your own. You're not even asking him permission. You're bringing God into that. He has a blessing in his life, and you're able to empathize and celebrate that, and then say, Lord, thank you so much for letting that happen and bringing that joy into his life, and let him know how much you love him. And then you move on. But you're bringing God into those conversations, and you're making it a much more personal thing, which is where things are really going to count. The political stuff, it's kind of a distraction from the real issues that you want to be addressing in order to ultimately lead him to a place where he's more open to the Lord and more open to the Catholic view of things. But yeah, you won't get there by having the abstract political arguments. It'll only be by redirecting things back to the personal relationship and how you can be a support to him there. So focus on that for now. And if you have other questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us again here on the show. And with that, if you're struggling, folks, to have a stronger marriage and family life, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll help hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Again, that's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Don't ever miss another episode of More to Life. Subscribe to the podcast at AveMariaRadio.net.